Hi guys, it's Alexis and Samantha, and we're back with another episode of An Extra Dose, and we're so excited to be back again. I'm sorry that we're late this week. We got a little occupied. We were on a trip with our parents, and we brought our stuff with us to do the podcast, and we just had every intention, but so now we're a little behind, but we're back today, and we are, to be honest, being a little overwhelmed. We have like a really busy week this week, and we thought it'd be the perfect time to share some of our tips for getting out of a slump or when you're feeling just really high anxiety or overwhelmed. And I think I shared something a couple weeks ago on Instagram, and a lot of you guys gave me some really good tips. So I want to share some of mine and some of the ones you guys shared with me so that maybe it'll help you guys who are going through the same thing. So for me, when I'm feeling kind of down or just kind of like overwhelmed, I'll usually go work out, or I'll just go on like a little short walk outside if it's nice, because just getting outside and kind of getting my mind off of it. And when I do this, I try to go without my phone, which isn't always successful, but I try to go without my phone. Or if I do go with my phone, I'll listen to like a podcast or something inspirational or something funny that will kind of take my mind off of whatever I'm feeling. So that always helps me. Or just like a good, like a really short workout. I mean, I'm not saying like go work out every time you feel crappy, because maybe that's not what's best for your body, but just maybe something really small or short will just kind of get your blood going and you feel better about what's going on. And some of the other tips that that I use and also that people shared were to like kind of, I started doing this recently. I haven't done it like every night, but every morning. But if you like write in a journal, like a gratitude journal, like I've read people that do it in the morning or people that do it at night or just like whenever during the day, you just kind of write like what you're thankful for and what you're like grateful for. And then just like anything that you're thinking, like what you're upset about, what's on your mind. And it's just a private place for you to write any of your thoughts. Like no one's going to read it just except for you to write down your thoughts. So feel free to like use that as like a place to just write anything you're feeling. I've been doing that. I haven't done it like a lot, but I've done it a few times, and I, to be honest, my hand got tired because I'm so used to typing on my phone, but it was like a good little exercise to do. I kind of liked doing it, and I needed to be more consistent. And then another thing was, I'm trying to think good ideas.
Well, I have one. Okay. That we did today.
What?
Reflexology. So if you guys haven't been or you don't know what I'm talking about, it's basically, I mean, I would Google it, but let me preface by saying don't get creeped out. I think we've talked about this in our other, like when we had our other podcast last year. We talked about reflexology. But basically, so if you guys are coming from that podcast, you're gonna be like, we've already heard that before. But basically, for the new people out there, reflexology is when they massage your foot. It's that whole Chinese, I think it's Chinese,
West or
whatever. I don't know what the exact thing is, but basically, the whole theory is that you massage certain parts of your foot, and it corresponds to different parts of your body. So they do that a lot in that part of the world. But how, I don't know if it's they do that there or how it's translated here, is you can just do a foot massage basically, or you can do full body, or you can do chair massage where we go. And usually I do like the full body, which is like an hour massage for $35 usually. And they do your feet for 30 minutes and then the rest of your body for 30 minutes. You get like a really good massage in, but you're fully clothed and you're underneath the towel and you're kind of like all in a room together, kind of divided by walls, but it's not like an intimate massage, but you're also not naked. So I love it for getting a massage and getting my knots out and just having like 30 minutes or 60 minutes to just relax, kind of like a slow yoga, because you can just take a little nap or just like, you know, meditate to yourself or just enjoy the massage. But today we kind of had a change of plans. We thought we were going somewhere else and that didn't work out. So the second thing was we're already out and we're both really stressed out. So we're like, we're just going to go to reflexology. And I didn't do the full hour like I normally do. We just did a 30-minute chair massage. So it's like kind of like those chairs you've seen in the mall or whatever, where it's like your head is face down and they can massage your back. But I like that one actually more if you're having a ton of knots in your back and your neck, because they can really target it. And I have it so many knots from the way I sit on the computer all day and on my phone. My traps and my neck and my upper and lower back are like a disaster zone. So it felt so much better, and I like doing that when I'm stressed out. I like doing that or yoga, which I'm not the best at doing, but I like doing one of those things just to like have the lights off and just like relax and do something good for my body, some good self-care.
Yeah, I think I would agree. That's like, I think that's like one of my, I forgot about that. That's one of my favorite ways to like kind of get my mind off something, or like
that's
a massage.
That's what I'm here for, to remind
you. Yeah,
But I like that because, no, like, you want to go get a massage, but you end up paying, like, $100 for that. And, yeah, you can save up, but this is, like, you can have way more in your budget for doing that. So I think it's easier to convince yourself to go do that for yourself and have self-care. And I think on that note, I don't think you talked about that. I think another thing is, like, just to – which we took those masks with us. So we went to Florida last week and with our parents and – we, of course, worked, like, the whole time. I mean, we tried – okay, I will say we try to spend some quality time with them together, but we usually take a family trip later in the summer, so on that one, I'm going to try to take more time off also. And if you guys are self-employed, you know, we talked about this in another episode. It's very hard to decompress and break away from work, but we did for a little bit. But the bottom line was we took these eye masks and face masks with us, the sheet masks. And we're like, oh, we're going to do one night. Well, that didn't happen. We were, like, either working or, like, hanging out with our parents. We just didn't do it. But bottom line is I like doing those face masks, whether it's, like, a clay mask or a sheet mask or something like that, or even taking a bubble bath, something like that. That's good self-care. You just hang out and watch, you know, read magazines or read a book or something, just, like, to decompress is always good, not being on your phone. I know for me, I spend most of my day on my phone, and that's the last thing I want to do. It's so easy to, like, just read articles or do whatever on your phone, and I'll do that, but then it's, like, obviously the apps, like, Instagram are right there just for you to see. So I think it's better if you, like, put your phone in another room or put it on airplane or whatever and, like, go do your own thing.
Yeah, and then some of the other things that people shared with me were hang out with friends and family, which I do a lot if I'm feeling down. I mean, I always have Sam, but she's not always around because she has her own plans or whatever. So I'll, like, go hang out with my parents or my friends and just to, like, kind of talk through it or get your mind off of it. A lot of people have, like, pets or something that they spend time with and, like, kind of will, like, get you in a better mood. I think that's a great way too. Or just, like, go read a book somewhere or, like, sit down in a coffee shop and read a book or do something that takes your mind off of, like, basically technology in the real world.
Yeah.
A lot of people said, I mean, I'm not super spiritual, but a lot of people said they'll pray or they'll do something that helps them, like, in that sort of way. And I think that's a great way too, like, if you, like, your connection with God. I mean, I'm not super spiritual, but I can see how that would be very helpful. And I'm trying to think of other things people said. I mean, basically all along those lines of getting yourself away from technology and getting outside or doing something for yourself.
I think those are all good. So hopefully I can consider this also. As I tell you guys all, I don't know if anyone else feels like that, but we, like Alexis said, we have a very long week, and I think it's hard coming back from a trip, even though it wasn't like I was, like, chilled out the whole time. It's just hard getting back and having so much to do and just being crazy and overwhelmed. So it's like kind of one of those weeks where it's like I hate thinking that way, but I just kind of want it to pass. So, but take it day by day.
But it's all about your mindset. We keep telling each other, change your attitude, change your mindset, and it's, like, easier said than done. But
so if you're having one of those weeks, you're not alone, or those days. I feel like today was so long, and so you're not alone if you guys are feeling like that. But, okay, now on to the next topic. Kind of talking, obviously, about ourselves again. Another thing we get asked a ton about is we already shared what we like to eat for breakfast, but we get asked so many times about what we eat.
That was in the first episode, in case you missed
it. Yeah, so if you want to go back, that was in the intro episode. We talked about what we typically eat for breakfast. And actually, some of that has changed, but we'll probably talk about it in another episode. But we mentioned on our blog, and maybe in another podcast episode, we both have SIBO. I think that's how you say it. Mm-hmm. And that's when you have bacterial overgrowth. So we told you we've been dealing with a lot of health issues, so that's a separate topic, but I don't necessarily eat that stuff for breakfast right now. So if you're seeing I'm not eating that, I eat a lot of proteins and fats right now, but I can't have any gluten or grains right now. So some of the stuff I said in that original one, I'm not eating, but obviously when I'm off this protocol, I will be back to that. But just a side note. So what I'm saying, what I eat for now, for lunch even now, is a little bit different than what I normally eat. I mean, it's pretty similar, but I'm a little bit more restricted. And I know you guys have probably seen on our stories or you've been following along. You can probably see that it's a little bit different. I feel like it is a lot more restricted. I mean, because it is the diet that we're on right now. And I don't really do a diet normally. Just for me, that doesn't really work for me. But it's more of a lifestyle. But anyway, this is just, like, something temporary Alex and I both have to do for our health, so. But with that being said, on a typical day, we eat a lot of vegetables, and we put stuff in our stories, not Snap. I use Snapchat a little bit, but I use Instagram stories a lot, and we put a lot of stuff in our stories about different meals. I'm always that girl taking different plates of what I'm ordering, just because I get so much positive feedback from you guys saying that you like seeing what I'm eating. I kind of feel like a dummy snapping my food all the time, but I do it because I get such sweet messages from you guys saying that it helps you guys and it keeps you on track and gives you good ideas. So I'm going to keep doing it. But with that being said, if you guys follow along, you see that I eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of protein. I mean, first of all, I eat a lot. And I'm going to go off a little tangent back to Florida because Lex and I couldn't stop laughing. This happens to us literally probably, I mean, if we're eating out, it happens probably every time because I'm usually really hungry when we go eat, as usual. And when I order something, I mean, we're really small. We're like 5'1", so we're very petite. And I eat really healthy. And so when I order stuff, I'll first of all, like, change half the menu. And when I order stuff, like, we got in really late on Wednesday night and to Florida. And we got to the hotel. That was the only thing open was this pub. And Alex and I were starving. So we had, like, to start, I'll get, as an example, we got guacamole and with vegetables instead of the chips because, like I said, we can't have grains or corn or anything like that right now. So we got with vegetables, and I also think it's a good tip to order it, like if you're having hummus, at least get half of it with vegetables and chips because that saves you in a lot of carbs and it saves you, you get fiber from the vegetables and nutrients, and you're so hungry when you get an appetizer, you're like wolfing it down, and it might as well just be vegetables instead of inhaling a million chips.
Yeah,
you don't even remember.
Sorry to cut you off, but speaking of chips, if you're in a Mexican restaurant, instead of the chips, I would definitely order some corn tortillas, and you can dip those in the salsa or the queso or the guacamole. They're not fried, so it's like a little bit better than the chips.
Yeah, so the chips are fried. Obviously, that's why they're crispy. So you're having a lot more fats and a lot more unnecessary. Like, get the healthy fats from guacamole. And again, with all that being said, every time we post them on Instagram, obviously they'll be like the haters. And when we're saying all these, we're saying these as tips. We're not saying like don't live a little and don't give in to indulgences and stuff like that. We're just giving you guys tips on what we do. We kind of think of like as our carbs and calories and everything as a bank account. And I love sweets. I'd rather spend that on that stuff than eat stuff that's really high in carbs, like as my normal meal. That's just my personal preference. Or, you know, sometimes I'll eat something that's more carbs than others, but that's just how I eat. So like, if that's not how you eat, that's fine. I'm just giving you guys tips on what we do and what works for us.
And I shared, I mean, I don't know if you guys caught it, but I did, I think most of you guys did see this, was I shared a tip at the airport yesterday. When I order a salad, I always get the dressing on the side.
Is that yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I always get on the side, and if I'm choosing a dressing, I mean, it's fine to get like the creamier dressings like ranch and blue cheese and all those, Thousand Island, all those, but they have a lot of dairy, so I stay away from those. And those are fine, like, as long as they're in low amounts, because the thing with salad dressings are they're very high in fat and they're very high in calories, and you're basically ruining
sugar.
You're basically ruining a healthy salad and putting a bunch of crap on it. There's nothing wrong with a salad dressing. Obviously, it tastes way better when there's flavor on it, and I get that, but just be, you know, if you're trying to watch your weight or trying to watch your calories, just understand that plays a huge role into like a salad. Like, if you're adding a bunch of like high calorie stuff on a salad, then you might as well just go eat a burger or something. And so what I was saying with the salad dressing is mine, it was a Greek salad and it came with the Greek dressing on the side. And I love the dressing, but I don't like dressing like swimming all over the lettuce because I don't like when it gets soggy, and I don't like when it's like when they pour it on, they put way too much in for me personally. So I always get it on the side, and what I do is I get my fork and I like dip it in the salad dressing and I put it like I spread it on the salad leaves. And a lot of people were telling me they do that, or they dip the leaf in the salad or whatever. So either way is fine, but you're just getting a lot less dressing, and you'll be so surprised how much is left over if you use that method instead of dumping all of it on there. Because of course if it's on there, you're gonna eat all of it. But I only got two comments out of all the people that messaged me. I got two comments that were basically telling me that I need to live a little and that I can eat the salad dressing, and it sounds obsessive was the word they used. And I responded very nicely because to each their own opinion. If they think it's obsessive and that's too much, then that's fine. But I was trying to share a healthy tip because when I learned that, I was like, oh, that's so smart. Like, this is what I should have been doing this whole time. Because if you get on the side, you're still, like, I don't know, you don't have much to pour and whatever. I just, like, I like this method. And if you think it's weird, then that's fine. But I just, I had only 2 people message me, and probably at least 200 or 300 people message me telling me that they use the same method or that they love the idea and to please keep sharing tips. So for all of you guys who messaged me, both negatively and positively, I appreciate the feedback, especially the positive ones. Like, it means so much to me. And then almost every person that messaged me was like, I love following you. And not that I needed, like, my ego boosted, but it's so nice to hear from you guys. You don't understand how much, like, those messages really mean to me when I get them. It's not like, oh, another message. Like, I get so excited getting to interact with you guys. So, on a tangent, I'm sorry. But the point is, like, I think that's another tip that you can use. And you can take it your own way. If you think it's too much, then don't do it. But
then pour it.
I think it's a good, same with sauces and stuff. I always get them on the side. But it's however you want to eat. It's just a good tip.
Okay, yeah. So back to Florida. We were ordering, so we got guacamole to start with. And that is a good tip. I would get, like, normally if I'm out with my boyfriend or something, he'll eat some of the vegetables, but he'll also eat, like, the chips or the pita or whatever it comes with it. So we'll always get, like, half or something. And obviously I'm eating the vegetables, especially right now because I can't have it. And then he'll eat the pita. So it's good if, like, whoever you're with doesn't really care about that. Or you can have a little bit of both. But I think it's a good way to save on some carbs and allocate those more towards your meal if you want to have a burger or something. You don't need to, you know, use it all up on the pita chips or something, or the chips. Or if you're having tacos or something. Anyway, so we got that. And then we ordered this salad with crab on it. I was literally, I don't know how long it had been since we eaten, but it felt like it had been, like, years.
It had been, like, 4 or 5 hours.
I mean, we had a delayed flight. That's a separate story. Well, I kind of want to talk about it, but I don't want to be, like, on a tangent. It's kind of juicy, but not that. Anyway, I'll talk about it. We were on the flight going to Florida, direct from Dallas, and 30 minutes into the flight, they called. Some lady was screaming on the plane. I was like, why is this lady screaming? Like, this is so weird. Why
did I have my earphones? No,
I don't know. I was like, what is going on? Who is yelling on this plane? And it turns out it was a flight attendant calling a code red. And I've never, like,
I only heard code blue in a hospital.
Code red is. So, Lexi's like, I know what code blue is. I was just in the hospital. And I was like, well, code red, I feel like, I don't know what that is. But I feel like that's, like, someone's dying or something. So, sure enough, next thing we know, she's, like, coming through the aisle, screaming through the aisle. And it was, like, a couple rows behind us. And this guy, so they asked for any physicians on it. You know, I felt like I was, like, watching Grey's Anatomy or something. Like, any physicians on the airplane. And we were flying for a course for my dad, who's a physician. And so there were, like, actually 3 physicians on the plane, which is, like, kind of unheard of, I think. And my dad was one of them, and then some other, 2 other, and then maybe, like, something else in the medical field. So turns out this guy, he wasn't that old. He was probably, like, my parents' age. And he passed out, right? Didn't he pass out?
Yeah.
He passed out, and he couldn't get back up. And he was out on the floor of the aisle. Or, no, they put him on the floor. So he was laying there, and, like, my dad was over there helping. And Alexis and I couldn't really see. But all these people were, like, all their heads were turned. You know, everyone, it was, like, a live episode of Grey's Anatomy. And it was, like, crazy. So, of course, I'm, like, looking at the map, and my mom's, like, rolling her eyes at me that I'm being insensitive. I mean, I felt really badly for him, but I was already thinking, like, great, now we're going to have to turn around. And we were, like, 30 or 40 minutes into the flight. So, sure enough, they get on the intercom, and they're like, okay, we're turning back to Dallas. So, we took another 30-minute journey back. So, at this point, we'd already been, like, by the time we went and came back, it had already been over an hour that we were flying. So, then we came back to Dallas. They, like, got him off. The paramedics got him off, which was, like, really scary. I'll say he ended up being okay. But something happened where he wasn't supposed to be traveling, but he didn't know. His doctor didn't confirm. So it's kind of scary that he, like, passed out like that. But I'm glad he's okay. But long story short, we didn't take off for, like, 4 hours after that. So after our original boarding time. So it was a long day. We didn't get into Florida until, like, close to midnight, and we were really hungry. So with that being said,
per usual.
So I ordered the guacamole, and then we got a salad with crab on it, which is, like, an entree salad, okay? My mom got that as her entree.
And the lady questioned it.
The lady, yeah, sometimes the waiters will be like, are you sure you want that? Sometimes they'll just, like, do it and they'll kind of smirk, like, you're gonna eat all that food, yeah, right. But, so we ordered it. So we ordered the guacamole, then we ordered, each of us ordered this crab salad that was literally, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it was a big salad. It was an entree salad with enough protein for an entree of crab. And then we each got a burger to go with it. So for the burger, yeah. So for the salad, my tip is I get the dressing on the side, and then I'll, you know, we use the fork method that we talked about. And then
I also like to use mustard or hot sauce or salsa.
So you guys know that from our stories, we like to put hot sauce or yellow mustard on there. And then I usually for dressing, if I don't dip it, I do oil and vinegar, balsamic oil and vinegar, because olive oil is good for you. You can pour your own amount. And then the balsamic vinegar or red wine vinegar is just the vinegar. And there's no sugar, like additional sugar or fats or anything, oils in it. So that's why that's probably the healthiest option if you want to pour more dressing on there. And then when I order burgers, this is different now. I can't even have any of the bun right now because I can't have any grains or anything like that. But so I just was just eating the meat. But sometimes I just do that even when I'm on this kind of a restrictive diet for the bacteria that I have. But it's... I recommend for people to do at least take one of the buns off if you really want it, just because those together, I don't think you're going to get the taste of eating the burger with a bun, but I think the other bun is, if you're trying to save calories, I would definitely recommend taking one of them off, because you're still going to get the same notion of eating it, but you're saving a lot on the carbs that you can have, you know, with your appetizer or a drink or dessert or something. So I usually get that, and it came with the fries, and like I said, I can't have those, so my dad ate those. And then so I basically ate like crab in a burger patty, but the waitress came, and of course Alex and I cleared everything off our plate, and the waitress was like, oh my god, I like, when I put the order in, the chef's like, no way they're gonna eat all this food, there's gonna be so much left over. She's like, so I'm gonna have to show him that you guys cleared off all the plates. And I'm like, I just laugh. And of course, like, the next thing is always like, oh, you guys are so blessed with your genetics, I wish I could eat like that. And like, I just like laugh it off, but I'm not gonna lie, a part of it kind of annoys me, because my mom has really good genetics. I'm not gonna lie, like, we, you know, genetically, like other things, like I'm very blessed, but I don't, with the weight, Alex and I, if you guys know, we work really hard. And if you guys eat healthy, you know, it's like, it's something you have to think about and consider every day. It's not like you just wake up. I mean, some people have that body type. They do have the genetics where they just can eat whatever they want and they look thin. And I do not. I mean, I gained weight my freshman year eating like crap. Like it doesn't work for me. So eating this way, yes, I can look fit and it works for me and I feel good, but it is, like I say, I have to think about what I'm eating, I have to think about what I'm putting in my mouth. And so it's just funny when they're like, they look at my size like, oh, like you can eat so much. I'm like, yeah, I ate a lot of food, but I also ate like a garden basically for dinner with some protein. But with that being said, I guess Alexis, you want to share some of like what we eat besides, that was a meal idea, but
yeah, so actually if you guys did miss it, we had a blog post last week on what our diet consists of and like what we eat in a day, and I gave like a lot of examples in there. But just to kind of recap on that, if you guys didn't read it, so like for breakfast, like she said, it's usually a protein or fat or some kind of carb, and we gave examples in that first podcast episode, so I'm not gonna like repeat those again. But for lunch, it's basically like a salad with some kind of protein, like chicken, fish or steak or shrimp or something like that, or like a tuna packet is really easy to do, or you can even have eggs. I mean, any kind of lean protein. And then I'll do a salad with like vegetables with one of the salad dressings that we said, or I'll do some like sauteed vegetables with protein. And right now, like Samantha said, we're not doing a ton of grains or carbs because we can't eat them right now. But normally you could do like a wrap, you can make a pizza on it, you could do those Gigi crackers that we shared. You could have some rice or some sweet potato or some butternut squash for carbs, or you could do some beans. Those are fun to add like in salads, or you can do hummus. Like there's so many options, so many whole nutrient-based foods. So basically what I'm trying to get at is we don't eat a ton of packaged stuff. I mean, there's some stuff that I buy and I'm like, whatever, if I want it, I'm craving it, I'll have it. But I always look in the ingredients. I always look to see how many greens are in it. I mean, I don't eat totally clean all the time. Like there's stuff that I eat that's processed, but I try to limit it and get my stuff from Whole Foods. So basically, like if you've probably heard this tip before, but shop around the perimeter of the grocery store. Like that means like the produce and the meats and stuff like that, and not like all the aisles of junk food. Like those are fine on occasion, but if you're really trying to lose weight and trying to get fit, that's not going to get you fit. And the ingredients and stuff, I mean, yeah, I think you should pay attention. I mean, it's fine to indulge in that stuff or to have it if you're like in a rush, but I would definitely try to stick to like stuff you make yourself. And like I think Trader Joe's has a lot of good prepared foods if you're like really short on time. They have a lot of stuff that's like not bad and not a lot of ingredients, so I would check their stuff out too. And then for dinner, it's basically the same kind of idea, vegetables with protein. And to be honest, I enjoy eating this way. I've been eating this way. We both have, like, for, like, 5 or 6 years or more. So it definitely get, like, you get used to it. And we have a lot of tips on our blog about eating out and just, like, eating fast food and all that stuff. We have a lot of blog posts on that in case you guys have missed it. But it's definitely a lifestyle. You have to want to eat that way to enjoy it. But for us, like, I love eating this way. Like, I crave those kind of foods. And, like, yeah, I love sweets, but I do like to eat this way. And for sweets, I will definitely indulge or have, like, ice cream or gelato, but I do try to make, like, something at home if I'm craving something and I have the time to make something healthier, I will. Or, like, we like Quest bars. I mean, not a lot of people can't tolerate them, and I can't eat them right now, but I do like them when I can eat them. And there's some other protein bars that are good, too. I think the One bars and the No Cal bars, I mean, they're kind of iffy. If you're, like, limited on diet stuff like we are, they're not a bad choice. They don't taste like Quest bars, but they're okay. I don't know what other stuff for sweets. We have been using, like, I found this thing that we had a while ago. It's called the Zoku Popsicle Maker, and you can get it, like, on Amazon or wherever, but we had ours, and I forgot about it. Actually, I found it in a cabinet, and you can make your own popsicles in there. So you can put, like, yogurt or, like, almond milk or coconut milk, and you can make your own popsicle. And or fruit juice. Like, so we've been doing those at night, and I like those. Also, we've been roasting our own almonds, like, with cinnamon and, like, stevia, and those are really good to snack on. You could do, like, ones with, like, saltier seasonings, too. I'm trying to think what else. Like, air-popped popcorn is really good. Like, not the store-bought ones, but if you air-pop it yourself. Or you can buy, like, the ones that are just, like, with sea salt or something that are very plain. Not, like, a ton of, like, crap on them. I'm trying to think what else we snack on at night. Because I will be honest, I cannot go to bed hungry. I mean, we've been seeing a natural doctor, and he's like, you guys shouldn't be eating a lot before you go to sleep. And I mean, honestly, I can't do that. I can't go to bed hungry. I know it's like, I've read so many things, like, yes and no about it. It's good or bad, but I'm like, I just have to eat something before I go to bed. It's like a habit. I have to. But I've also been making, like, a golden milk latte, I think it's golden milk or whatever. So it's basically turmeric with milk, coconut oil, and cinnamon and stevia or honey, or not honey, maybe, or I don't know what they use. Whatever. I use stevia to sweeten it, but you can look up online. They have a ton of recipes, and it's supposed to be really good for inflammation. And I honestly like the taste of it. I mean, it's an acquired taste, but I like it. I think that's, I don't know what else. Basically, we eat a lot, but a lot of
a lot of vegetables and stuff like that. So if you guys have any other questions, feel free to message us or email us, whoever you guys like to communicate with us, but we'll definitely try to help answer those questions. And then now for our favorites.
We are going to be sharing, they're kind of random favorites, but mine is going to be, so we, if you guys don't know, we go to Hair by Viviana for our hair and for She Cuts and Colors, and then we also share it in our other podcast. Samantha, that was her straw slurping on her tea. We get our hair done by her, and we said in another podcast episode that we have tape in extensions, and she does those for us too. But she also fosters a lot of dogs, and she's like a big animal lover, which I love. And she is fostering a lot of dogs from, like, the rescue, the animal rescues around Dallas. And she always has the cutest dogs. Like, when we go get her hair done all the time, she's, like, fostering them. So she's watching them for a couple of weeks until someone adopts them, which I think is so sweet. And I think it's just, like, I mean, it's incredible. I don't have the patience to do that, but I think it's amazing that she does. And then, like, when everyone's getting their hair done, they can see the dogs. And, I don't know, you just, like, get so attached. So our mom, if you guys don't know, like, our parents have our dog that we had in college, which is basically their dog now, Millie, but you'll see in our Snapchats a lot, her name, she's a Yorkie, and she was there getting her hair done, our mom was, and she saw this really cute dog, and she was like, oh my god, the girls are going to be obsessed with her. And sure enough, we went to go get our hair done a couple days later, and we both fell in love with this dog, and she's a rescue dog, also, she's being fostered right now, and she was rescued from a shelter. And she was brought in with, like, poop all over her and just, like, a mess. And, like, it's so sad, like, how these dogs come in. I mean, we don't know. I don't have done that much about, like, in that area. But I think it's crazy, like, how – excuse me, I'm yawning. It's crazy, like, what these dogs about to be killed or whatever are just, like, found on the street. And then someone rescues them and they just get a whole – it's like a child, like, a whole different life. So we are – kind of doing a trial run right now, and we are, because we honestly had no plans to get a dog. We were like, we have one in college, and it just wasn't good timing for us. We were way too stressed. It's a lot. If you guys have a dog, you know how much work it is, especially with a puppy. And she is a puppy, and she is so cute. She's so precious. So it's, I'm not going to lie, it's a ton of work right now. We're feeling a little overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God, I remember doing all this with Millie. And it is not easy, but I know the payoff is great. So we're really hoping it gets, I mean, we're going to do this for a couple days and hopefully, I know we're going to be attached. I know we are, but it's just, it's a little overwhelming with all the stress that we have going on right now. I'm not going to lie. But that's my little favorite of the week. She's so cute. I haven't really shared her, but she's really adorable. Little fur ball.
So my favorite is going to be, I love to travel, as you guys know, and
I love to travel. I'm like a Bali girl.
And we have some exciting trips coming up, so it'll be fun for you guys to follow along. We're going to Cancun, and I've been there one time in high school, and Alex and I are going back next week, and we're going to be staying at, where are we staying?
I need to look at these.
You can tell us how tired.
Yeah, I'm like, we're literally zombies.
Anyway, we're going to Cancun, and we're staying in Mexico, and that's a new. We've been going to Cabo a lot recently, so we're going to a new spot. So we're excited. So we'll be sharing where we are there, and then we also are going to Mexico again in May. So back to Cancun also. So we're excited to share those two trips with you guys. And along with that, so my favorite with travel is, I already talked about it before, but I love, on that note, I love this neck pillow that I have because Alexa's got a really good video. Alexa's a really good video she'll share about, she'll probably talk about another time, but my head is bopping around the plane, so I got this one off Amazon, and I really like it. I sometimes forget to bring it with me, but it's really good. It's like, I'm those people that bring it with me. It's really good if your neck bops and you sleep on the airplane. It's really good. I feel like it's like, it even helps you get in a comfortable position when you're sleeping. Because I kind of have trouble sleeping.
I'm going to cut you off. I now have the hotel that we're staying at. I had to go look it up because I'm like a zombie right now. We're staying at the El Dorado Royale in Cancun. Anyways, we'll be seeing a lot more of it next week. But
I know we're in Cabo, like, in February, a lot of you guys wanted to see the hotel. We were doing that for a non-work trip, and I know some of you guys were excited to see where we were staying. So this trip, you guys will see where we're staying, and we'll be posting a lot about it. So anyway, back to the neck pillow, but I love it, and I remember to bring it with me because it's just, it helps you. I think it just helps you get a more comfortable position, and you don't end up getting like a lot of knots in your neck from falling asleep weird. And so I really recommend getting one, especially if you're going on a long trip over the summer, or even if it's a short trip. It's worth it to pack it with you because, you know, you won't be like me bopping your neck everywhere unless you want to provide someone with good footage like I did for Alexis. But anyway, I highly recommend one, and they make so many, but I like the ones that are more firm because otherwise they kind of slide everywhere. So anyway, sorry for the long tangent. I feel like that's all I did this episode. But
yeah, we're like zombies. But we're determined to get it done. We wanted to come back. So
hopefully next week will be less rambling, but hopefully some of those tips helped you guys, and hopefully if you guys are having a long week like it is for us, hopefully it was by quickly for you guys and you can snap out of that and change your mindset like we need to be. And yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you guys could rate and review us again, that'd be so helpful. And we'll be back hopefully sooner, like next week, with a new episode. Thanks.